In 2021, an exploratory committee of the Chambersburg Borough Council held a series of meetings around the potential need for and possible shape of a local non-discrimination ordinance. Experts and advocates and critics were all invited to speak. At the end of months of listening and reflection, the reality of unequal civil protections was clear to a majority of council. There are gaps in state and federal protections in housing, employment, and public accommodations for members of our LGBTQIA+ community, and many other members of our community as well. We passed a local NDO affirming equal protections for everyone in our community and creating a process for members of our community to report claims of discrimination to a local committee of community members who would assess the initial merits of that claim and bring parties into a process of non-binding mediation as warranted by the circumstances. It was a fine example of a restorative justice ideal, negotiating through differences with others right here in our community with the goal of equal protection and the restoration of relationships that are impaired in the wake of discrimination. It was an important step for our community. The repeal of our local NDO in January of 2022 was a disappointing setback. Yet, the goal of equality, of equal protection under the law, and of a vibrant community of equals did not end with that appeal, with that repeal. I believe now, as I believed when the NDO first passed last year, that our community is stronger, kinder, and more accepting than the repeal of the NDO suggests. Time and time again, as the local NDO was being discussed at council meetings, we heard statements that started with, "I love my neighbor, but," or "I love everyone, but." Members of our community would go on to explain why they thought equal protections under the law were unnecessary or redundant or even dangerous. As we move forward together, we need to hear more people standing up and saying, not "I love my neighbors, but." We need to say, "I love my neighbors and." And they deserve all the rights under the law that I have. And they are deserving of being fully seen and heard and represented. And we won't stop working until we all have the same legal protections. To turn those beautiful words into action, we must vote. We must run for office, and we must continue to make our voices heard by those who are elected to represent us. Thank you all for being here.